July 13th, 2017, Feast of Rosa Mystica. Once again I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am your eternal Father, author of every generation. I desire the world know my heart as a paternal, loving vessel in which the soul can change every concern. I await filial confidence from every soul. I speak to you today to change the direction of the heart of the world, which is engaged in evil pursuits without regard for my commandments. This is the course that the world now chooses. A war will come in which the good will suffer with the evil. Geographic locations will not be a protection. Evil will unite around the world. The good will be scattered. The remnant faithful will be hidden. These things have been set in motion by man's unwillingness to choose good over evil. He disrespects my will as given through my commandments. He has disregard for my intentions, such as this one here. I come to give hope to a world which pursues self-destruction. Your hope is in the truth. Follow my commandments, as this is your passport to recovery. I will not refuse the safety of my paternal heart to any repentant heart. Looking at the heart of the world collectively, I do not see repentance. I tell you, what is in the heart is far more dangerous than any nuclear weapon. A weapon cannot be used towards an evil end unless the evil is in the heart first. Therefore, understand that changing hearts is my priority. There is still time to mitigate what is to come. Every heart counts. A note is given to read Zephaniah chapter 3, 1 through 5. Woe to her that is rebellious and defiled, the oppressing city. She listens to no voice. She accepts no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. She does not draw near to her God. Her officials within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves that leave nothing till the morning. Her prophets are wanton, faithless men. Her priests profane what is sacred. They do violence to the law. The Lord within her is righteous. He does no wrong. Every morning he shows forth his justice. Each dawn he does not fail, but the unjust knows no shame. Another note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, verse 10. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.